What would Jamie do?
Hello, guys. This is girl Jamie. That was the intro song. That was pretty cool. Or before we start this segment, this WWJD podcast, I'm going to do something really cool, which is drinking a cup of soy milk. Thank you. I love soy milk. All right, welcome to WWJD is What Would Jamie Do? If you don't know who I am, that could happen. I'm not Jamie Foxx. That's one point. Okay, so before we start the show, this is a podcast where I give you guys advices, in my opinion, and which is not the answer, but it might be the answer to some of y'all. So if you are open-minded and can't get advices from someone that you don't know who lives in South Korea and she's 29 from July 5th, a summer baby, then you're welcomed. So how do listeners participate? We have email with wwjd@thedivestudios.com, but more likely, I would love to hear your voices. Call us via phone or Skype to +1 209-322-9953 and leave us a voicemail. That would be amazing. Please follow the show on Instagram, Twitter @WWJD_podcast. You can watch clips through YouTube for youtube.com/divestudios and rate review on iTunes. That's easy peasy lemon squeezy. That was so Oranman. Okay. We're going to start with the first message from the nickname with First Sight. Okay, ooh, this is going to be a lovey-dovey thing. Okay, let's go.
All right. So, from First Sight. Hi, Jamie. There is a guy in my lecture who makes me, like, school lecture, university, makes me question if he hates me or likes me.
Hmm.
Since day one of university, we've been making eye contact. Like, whenever I look around, we make eye contact. It's been going on for a year now. We never talk. We make eye contact, and that's it. So what makes me think that he hates or finds me weird is because of his friends. Like, I saw his friends talking to themselves and looking at me, which makes me think that they're talking shit about me. It's frustrating me a lot. And I'm introverted. I don't talk a lot just with my friends and have... I don't talk a lot only with my friends and have never been in any relationships before. So what would you do, Jamie?
Eye contact. And his friends like talking. Well, really what I would do is when we make another eye contact, I would do this on purpose. So if I were doing some things and I was like, and I'd be winking to him and I'll see what his reactions are, you know? Like if he likes you, then he's going to be like, and then he might go talk to you. Maybe you look scary. Maybe you have the res bitch face, the RBF that I have usually. Or you could go and talk with his friends about, like, what are you talking about? Like, see, I've been sensing this thing, but I think you guys are talking about me if I'm not wrong. And I'll just go straight forward and ask what they're doing, to be honest. There's no way. Because if you want to keep questioning yourself, he hates you or likes you, and if that helps you, it's fine. But for me, I can't, like, wait for some things to happen just like that. And when, especially when someone's, like, looking at me and they're like, she's so beautiful, like, what's up, she's so pretty. And then, then I'll just go straight to them and be like, what did you say? I heard my name. Or I'll just ask them, like, really nicely. Or wink at him. I think he likes you. Because I think she knows it too. I think she doesn't sense the bad vibe. That's why. Usually when someone's attracted to someone, they look. So it's not on purpose. It's just, you just look at them because, you know, maybe he's handsome. Maybe she's cute. It's just like a natural reaction of someone you are interested in. So If they hate you, they might do something really that might hurt your feelings. I don't know, in a way, but I don't think it's like a bad thing, bad way how he reacts. And you say. Like, I saw his friends talking to themselves and looking at me, which made me think that they were talking shit about me. Don't think in the bad side. You never know. Like, maybe they were like, oh, she's so cute today. Yeah, you want to, like, go and talk to her? Nah, not today, man. I'm going to go her, like, Valentine's Day. Yo, how about it? Like, something like that, you know? Yeah, I'd be like, okay, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then, you know, those 2 o'clock, you know, the watch signs, but like 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock. They're so stupid. They look at the 11 o'clock sign. I'm like, yo, girls, it's 2 o'clock, motherfuckers, 2 o'clock. And then they'll be like, oh. And then they look and be like, don't look so, like, don't stare at him. But he knows already. Like, eventually they all know. But if I have someone I like and it was in my school, then I would just go to them and be like, hi, I'm Jimin and you're cute. Bye. Yeah, for real. And then that's how I get close to someone. I kind of use that 당황스러움 to them. Yeah, jokingly, I just tell them that I'm here and I have interest in you, but not in a very like 부담스러운 way, like a very not serious way. Be like, I'll go up to him and say, hi. He's like, oh. And then I'm like, you're cute. And I'm Jimin. Bye. I just walk away. And then the next thing, he comes up to you first. And he'd be like, hey, you're cute. And I'm someone. I'm like, and then you guys go talk. Yeah. That's usually what I would do. But not these days. They would think that I'm crazy or something to do that. Like, I'll be walking and then, like, this guy is, like, so cute. And be like, hi. Then he's going to be like, oh, And then I'm like, bye. Thank you for the question. Let's go move on to another one.
Hi, Jamie. Okay, so I'm going to turn 23 soon. I just recently graduated from college in December, and I started, you know, a big girl job around March. And I wanted to see how you can separate your work life with your personal life. So my job is, it's a full-time job. I work 40 hours a week. And it's kind of, like, very difficult because I help people in hard relationships and I get them back on their feet. So part of my job is also kind of, like, resistance towards guys because a lot of my clientele are women who've gone through really bad relationships and I'm single and I'm just, like, looking at men like, oh, why? So I also have a hard time distinguishing that aside. So I really like my job. I love helping people out. It's great. It's fantastic. I don't want to stop it.
Nice.
But when it comes to my personal life, I just come home. I just want to, like, throw off my shoes, take a long nap, not talk to anyone. But at the same time, I'm, like, isolating myself from my social work. Like, social life, not work. Sorry. So it's just, like, what would you do in that situation? Just, like, how would you separate your work life from your personal life? Because I'm having a really hard time with it right now. And I'm trying to go out a little bit more. And I'm trying to hang out with more people. But at the same time, it's just like I'm
so tired
of talking to people.
Right.
And I just kind of just want to, like, go home and sleep. But that kind of makes me sad because I'm not social. So what would you do in my situation? Another podcast. Okay, bye.
All right. Oh, I was like, okay, bye. thank you for sending in. So actually, for me, I don't really separate my work and my real life because I see no point of separating. But when I have to work, I just focus on working. And if I have spare time to spend with my friends or my family, I don't really think about him because I did it all in the past few weeks. But for you, it must be really tiring because you have work. And then when you get back home, you just want to, like, have a rest. But you want to meet your friends at the same time. Well, I don't know. I think it's all about what you really want first. Like, if you're so tired and if you want to take a nap, that's going to be your first thing to do. If you miss your friends, you're going to go out to see your friends. That's what you're going to do. So it's really hard for me to answer this because I don't really divide my working and my socializing thing, like, differently. Because apparently what I do for my work is socializing with people, too, at the same time. For you also, your job is to meet someone and talk to and having a discussion or having, like, a problem to be solved, you can actually think that as socializing too, because you're with someone and talking about it. So I don't really want you to get stressed about being torn out with the relationship or things that you have to like do, but you don't really want to. So yeah, I think if I was in your situation, what I would really want just like right now, I would choose that as my first option. And, you know, make a like day out, or if you have holidays, you can go meet your friends or do something other else than work. I would separate it like that. So like in your case, your work is about emotions. Well, not your emotions, other people's emotions. And you're trying to like cover that up with powder and make it beautiful and make it stable again. Is actually the most hard, like hardest thing, I think. So if the work combines with emotion things, it's really hard. For me, if I write songs and it's and I become very emotional, then it's going to be really tiring for me too. Like even though you didn't run or didn't move, all your work and your things and your emotions like come into one. It's hard. So I know what you're doing there, but how to solve it? I don't really solve it. I don't really try to solve it. If there's problems, there are problems for, like, there's meanings. They're always there. So I don't always try to solve it in a good way. If it's coming to you bad way, I just make them flow away. And then I don't really do anything about it. That's really more tiring because you can't say go out. Because, you know, like, 집 가라고 바랄 수 없으니까. I don't know. Maybe your friend can come to your workplace and she can talk about her relationship. I don't know. It's pretty hard. But releasing a little more stress, what I would do is I would just like take my own time and walk. Yeah. If it's too tiring for you to walk, then I have no idea what you should do. But I would go for a walk, and while I walk, I'll call my friend to join me and talk about my situation, not like hearing from them, you know? Always there's stress. If you don't know, it's piling up. So there's you need to have some time to open it up to another person too. So walk, meet your friend, go back home, have a night, and then go to your work. A little like releasing stress one by one. That's what I would do. I've been like spilling some tea about this. I have a collaboration with this brand. I cannot like say it right now, but I'm making a hoodie, a JXJ hoodie. It's my logo, Jimin X Jamie. I have it here, and it's like a hoodie, and I'm doing all these color shit, and I'm going around for these meetings, and I just want it to just come out in the winter seasons because it's going to be like a hoodie. So yeah, if you guys are interested, ship them to Kalsai Korea and you can get your own JXJ hoodie. That's what I'm working on these days. So I'm like, these days also I'm working on new songs just for fun, not for an album yet, but if you want to make an album, you have to have a song. So I'm making these songs and it's pretty hard. I don't know what to call it. It's very not the style that you guys would think that I would do, but I would love to do. But I couldn't do it while I was in the company. It's a very Rihanna, Beyonce, very what's good people style. Yeah, and all the tracks are down. I got like 7 tracks ready and I just need to write the lyrics and record it. So I'm having a really crazy, crazy like weekends and like all these stuff that comes to one. I feel like I have a lot of personality in one body because I have to do this and I have to do that and I have to do this and I have to shower, you know, so yeah, I'm having fun with my life but a little sleepy. Oh, I've been working with one of the, I have my friends called Planetarium, and they're like R&B hip hop singers, and their songs are really dope. You guys should check it out. But I think already you guys will know because they're kind of popular outside. And those like who they have like a group, and one of those producers wanted to make like a really big thing with me. So I'm working with him, and I'm going to go see him tonight too. Kill me, please. Thank you. All right, we have our next mission. I want to call it a mission because it's really hard. It's the nickname Homesick. I'm homesick too. All right, you ready?
Yes. So from Homesick. So I recently started to study at a university in a city which is very, very far away from my hometown. The university itself is great, and I believe I can really take a turn for our financial situation if I graduate here in a few years because our family is poor. Mm-hmm. And my mom even suggested this university knowing it would be good for me and because relatives live nearby. But I just can't help it and feel homesick. Mm. Really homesick. Living on my own is harder than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. I miss my mom. She raised me and my brother alone. That's why we have a deep bond. Mm-hmm. And I miss my friends as well. Technology is great to like talk to each other, but it just isn't the same as hugging your mother. Aww. Smiling cry face. She misses me too. What can I do? What would Jamie do in my situation?
Well, in this situation, you really got no choice. It's for your future. You have to lose something to get something. That really sucks, but it is actually what you are dealing. So just a little more, you know, just think of what you have to do right now. Missing someone, for me too. I lived alone since I was like 16. And my mom and dad is living in another state in Korea. So if I had to meet them, I would have to take a bus for at least like a 2-hour, 3-hour ride, which is not pretty a long distance, but it's hard for me to go and come back in the same day. But you get used to it. You know, once you have these fun moments living alone, you don't think about your parents. But it's kind of true because for me, I really miss my mom and my dad because I'm the only child we were really close to. And they were like my best friends. I would always talk about my situations to them. But then I have no one in my house. So it's really quiet. And when I get back home, my mom was always like, oh, Jimin. But there's no, oh, Jimin. And my dad would like, he doesn't eat my foods. And like, I would get, there's no like interactions of that. So you might feel lonely. But when time goes by, you're going to enjoy it. Like, yeah, you're going to enjoy your own life. You can call your friends over your house. You can, you know, do whatever you want and no one's going to be like, you know, angry at you. But yeah, homesick is what you got to move on sometimes, you know. There's particularly nothing that you can do. Or your mom can stay with you, but then how about your brother, right? So homesick is actually another way that you kind of feel lonely because you're alone. So I suggest you to meet like a lot of people outside, you know, like in school or in a cafe or somewhere else. Like big relationships can help you part away from homesick. And call your mom, like, or FaceTime her. I always FaceTime my mom when I miss her. Which is, like, rare because she FaceTimes me every day. And my dad's going to be like, oh, Jimin-a. And like, so the first time they didn't know how to use FaceTime. So they're like, hi, Jimin-a. I'm like, okay, mom, I see your ears. Like, how can I see your ears? Just, like, put your phone in front of you. So they're like, oh, oh. And then that's how we first FaceTime. So, yeah, technology is good. You just got to, okay, think of someone that's your mom and like close your eyes and hug and think that's your mom that might help, you know, like, oh, and then don't open your eyes and then look away and open your eyes. That might help. See, I grew up, like, I can literally tell and say that I grew up in Thailand because I was there when I was five and then until my sixth grade and everything. My friends, my like local foods were all in Thailand. All these weather and everything was in Thailand. I was homesick of Thailand so bad when I first came to Korea and I first came to Korean school. Because, I don't know, the way they play, the way they act as a friend were not really nice. It didn't really come as a good thing for me. So I got bullied a lot because I couldn't speak Korean and my English was were like perfect. And in that state of mind, when you're good with English, all these parents were like really jealous because English was like the first priority you can do. So if you get like a low of 50 for other subjects and if you get like 100 for English, then it's like number one. I don't know why they did that, but so I got bullied so much. So I missed my friends and like all my teachers there. They were so chill. We had a python in our school, but in Korean they don't even have a python, but they all act like a python. So yeah, I missed. We had two pythons for science lab and we saw like them eating guinea pigs and stuff. I cried my ass out, but it was dope. But Korean schools don't even have a pet, but everyone acts like a pet for each other because they keep bullying and everything. So y'all got to chill. Like, what's up? We're all friends. And they get so much stress about, like, studying, which I really did not have any stress while I was in Thailand. I used to go to, like, seven, you know, working schools after the school. I used to do maths, like, everything. But I never get stressed about learning. But while I was in Korea, I was like, everything they do is very, very, like, fast and very stressful the way they do it. They don't sleep, y'all. It's time to grow up. Yeah, it took 2 years for me to not be homesick of Thailand. But eventually it comes. And if you start enjoying in the environment that you are in and if you accept it, then it's going to be way easier for you. Yeah. All right, I hope that helped your question. And thank you for sending those in, guys. It was WWJD, What Would Jamie Do? That was the show. Again, before we go, I'll tell you how to email us. It's wwjd@thedivestudios.com. But I prefer voicemails because I want to listen to your voice. It's through phone or via Skype. +1 209 322 9953. Shout that again. +1 209 322 9953 and leave us a voicemail. Go and watch clips for YouTube, youtube.com/divestudios. Instagram, Twitter is @WWJD_podcast. And rate and review iTunes so I can keep doing this and make money for my dinner or something like that. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast and see you next week. Oh, and before we go, I have a question for y'all. All right, the first question is, what do you guys want me to talk about rather than giving advices? Or is there anything that you guys want to talk about with me? I am freely open to get your advices. And second, is there any partners that you guys want me to see, like, or any friends that you guys want me to talk? Feel freely to write their names and or your idol. Maybe I can bring them. I don't know. But I want to make it happen to make you guys entertained. So please leave us a comment or email about those questions. And good night, y'all. Dream of Jimin.
What would Jamie do?
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.